we wanted to encourage you, especially if you're here as a visitor and you weren't expecting all of that. But we were just asked to kind of say something for 5 minutes today, just to send us out well from this gathering. And so I came back to something that we've carried as a community, you know, probably through 20 years. And one is something Sam mentioned last week. It's the passage from Genesis 12, the call of Abraham. And it says in Genesis 12, just two verses, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go. Go from your country, go from your kindred, go from your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing." And then at the other end of the Bible, in Matthew 28, I love that, because there are so many commissions to go through the scriptures, aren't there? But there's another great one, Matthew 28. So Jesus has called these disciples to him, and then as he goes off and ascends into heaven, it says, "Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so go. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" Now, can you imagine in those two commissioning moments, in those two sending moments, in those two go moments, that these people and people in between have been commissioned by God into something that feels way beyond them? And if you look through the scriptures again and again, God comes and calls people to go into something that is going to be unfamiliar. He asks them to go where they don't know what's going to happen next. And he says, "I'm going to bless you so that you will be a blessing." He's saying to those disciples, "Look what you're carrying in your hands, and now I am sending you to give that away and to invest that and see it multiply in the world as people come to know me and follow me." And he equips them and he empowers them for that task, but they rarely feel up to it if you look through the scriptures. And Sam again referred to that on Sunday, that as we learn to pray for each other in the power of the Spirit, we often come feeling inadequate, but God promises his presence, as he does there in that commissioning of those disciples. He promises his presence. And yes, it will be daunting, but these men and women step out anyway. They feel the fear, but they go anyway. They take up that call, and because there's a great big gap there, God comes and he fills that gap and he gets the glory. And so I wanted to just remind us that we are a people sent. And in a time of transition, I guess we could do a couple of other things. We could kind of turn inwards, couldn't we? We could kind of batten down the hatches. We could get a bit fearful. There will be some uncertainty. But I felt that God was just reminding us that we walk by faith. We walk as citizens of heaven. And that this season will be a season of strengthening as we set out on this adventure. You know, we for one are not quite sure where this will lead to for us, but as a church as well, it's a new season and we go again. We are sent. That is who we are as a church. So we will need wisdom, won't we? We'll need diligence. We'll need to get things ready. But we are not going to turn in on ourselves. We are not going to batten down the hatches. The DNA will be the same. And we've said, if you've ever read our vision postcard, it says that there's some things we don't want to negotiate on, and that is that we are a church empowered and equipped by the Spirit, that we are a church on mission to change the world, basically. So Spirit, mission, and Scripture. We're a church that wants to live courageously and obediently out of the Scriptures. And those three things are going to be staying the same, basically, as we pursue this change. And we want to see God turning the heat up, don't we? We want to pursue him more. We want to be sent out more courageously than ever. And we'll be looking to you guys to walk with us courageously. And you know, we have an amazing plethora of giftings, don't we, across this community? And each one of us is going to step in this season, and as well, you know, as it comes to it, give Bob and Tabby the incredible support that you've given us. So that's it, really. I just wanted to remind you of that. When we first came to network, I think with the Byrons, had a picture of a tennis ball cut in half, bear with me, a tennis ball cut in half, and somebody whose thumbs were turning the ball inside out. Do you know what I mean? And so they were saying, if you take your thumbs off, it pops back out. And you have to keep your thumbs on certain things, otherwise it just defaults back. And that is why we want to say we are sent, and we'll have to press on that. To be sent, to be courageous, to be empowered by the Spirit, to live obediently to the Scriptures. That won't happen by accident, but that is who we are, even in a season of change. So we wanted to bless you with that, and maybe as we end, we could just stand together and be recommissioned in that. Maybe some of us have stepped away, and even in COVID, many of us then felt afraid, didn't we? And we stepped away from that mission, that commission that comes straight from Jesus. To every single one of us who's wanting to follow him. So maybe if you would like to, just put a hand on your own heart, and let's be recommissioned, let's be sent out together as we journey into this next year.